Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your word, your spirit, and your hand on us, your spirit within us, and revelation knowledge that flows far beyond the words we speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're talking about the joy of salvation. Praise God, I'm believing we're talking about the joy of your salvation. God's salvation in you. He has set you free and saved you. You know, years ago, I'm reminded of this story. I went to a Christian supported school, a college, and I was not living for God. I'd received Jesus as my Lord, but I was so far out of fellowship. And this Christian ed major came down the sidewalk and looked at me, and boy, I look like I needed Jesus. And he said, "Hey, brother, are you saved?" And I said, "From what?" And he was dumbfounded. He did not know how to answer the question. Maybe if he thought about it a little longer, he could have answered it, but he didn't know what he was saved from. I just walked off with a scuff, like, you got to be kidding me. I knew what I was saved from. And that's my question today. Do you know what you're saved from? What are you saved to? And we start off in Psalm 51:12, talking about the joy of our salvation. David was in a terrible place, and he said, repenting, and he said, "God, you restore to me this joy." After he'd repented, said, "Please, God, I consecrate my life to you." And thank God, then in Romans 1:16, we talked about the word salvation, and we said that we're not ashamed of that gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. And that's important, to believe. And we talked about how to receive Jesus as your Lord. We talked about last time about deliverance, that we have been set free and delivered from the power of darkness. I was delivered from some things that really, not only that had a hold in my body, but had a hold in my mind. And God wants you to be totally delivered from all sorts of things. Whatever's bugging you, he wants to debug you. Psalms 91, we keep coming back to that. I think during these times, especially in the world system, in this year, 2021, we need Psalm 91. We need to look back at it and refresh our memory and claim it. In verse 3, well, I'll start with verse 1. "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence." I'm going to read that from the Passion Translation. I know I've taught on this on Psalm 91, but here again, it bears repeating, especially since we're talking about deliverance, and now we're going to be talking about deliverance and safety. God has delivered us from the feeling and from the feeling of being unsafe to where we are safe, or situations where we're unsafe to safety. So not only am I going to heaven, but I'm delivered and I'm safe. So let's read on. From the Passion, let's start over. "When you sit enthroned under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. He's the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me." Shelter me. There you go. "And for only God, the only God for me and my great confidence." Now notice, "He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy and protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse." Thank God I'm delivered. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Praise God. We're still on deliverance here. I wrote this down in my notes. Let me read that first verse 3 again, that first part of it, and then I'll read what I wrote. "He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy." And I put, in your mind. Not just in your body, but in your mind. You see, our tongue trips the trap. That's a good lesson, maybe, title. Maybe I need to teach you on that. Our tongue trips the trap. Alliteration. Our tongue trips the trap. And he will rescue and deliver you from every trap of the enemy, from everything the enemy wants to do to you. And the Passion Translation gives a footnote of that word, enemy as hunter. See, the devil is trying to hunt you down. He wants to hold you in bondage so that you cannot be set free, that you cannot be set free, that you're still under his authority. But I've got news for you. You're not under his authority anymore. We've been given the keys. Jesus took the keys from him, and we've been given the keys. We have the name of Jesus to take authority over any darkness that would come our way. Someone is listening to me, and this is a general statement, but I'm just aware of it as well. Someone's listening to me right now, and you need to be set free. Father God, I thank you for deliverance, deliverance from the power of darkness, and that this person will take their rightful place and authority to take authority over any bondage that they're being held in their mind right now, and that we take authority over that, and we tame our tongue with the name of Jesus. We can't do it, but with the name of Jesus and with the Holy Spirit, you can help us tame that tongue so we don't trip the trap. We thank you, Lord God. We're set free out of the trap. In Jesus' name, we're delivered. Amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.